About 60% of the students not reading at or above grade level because of the learning loss.
Right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, it's back to school week for many Bay Area students. What's being done to help them bounce back from pandemic learning loss?
New surveillance video shows moments before another attack of an elderly Asian woman, what police are saying about the suspect. Plus,
it's another first alert weather day here in the Bay Area. This time it has to do with lightning, though. We'll break that down coming up in your full forecast.
And as we take a look at the roadways, an injury crash causing a bit of a backup in San Jose. We'll have details on that and your workarounds coming right up. But right now, it is time for a look at this morning's top stories. Police are searching for the man who attacked an elderly Asian woman in San Francisco. New surveillance video from inside a restaurant shows the moment that it actually happened. The video obtained by KTSF shows a stranger confronting the older woman outside the restaurant. A person sitting down near a window sees the attack and races outside. This happened at the intersection of 26th Avenue and Geary Boulevard in the outer Richmond. Police say a male suspect punched the woman multiple times before running away. The victim suffered minor injuries. President Biden has signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law. It's the largest climate bill in U.S. history, and it will have a huge impact right here in California. It has new tax incentives for buying electric or hybrid cars, energy rebate programs, grants, and tax credits to help make homes more efficient, and along with investments in clean energy resources and the state's infrastructure. Heat and poor air quality aren't the only concerns for today. CAISO is projecting record demand on the power grid. It's issued a statewide flex alert from 4 this afternoon to 9 o'clock tonight. Reducing energy use during those hours can prevent possible power outages. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning. And let's get right to Jessica. It is a first alert weather day. We had really warm temps yesterday. They're cooling down a bit today, but things are getting
just
active elsewhere.
I know. We can't catch a break this week. We cannot catch a break here in the Bay Area, but that's okay. You know, we do need the rain, and that's exactly what we're getting right now. Let's zoom in a little bit closer to first alert Doppler right now. Things are still active in the atmosphere as we're waking up this morning, and it will continue to be the trend for us. But really the big concern for us is whether or not we're going to be seeing dry lightning or lightning associated with these cell storms. So let's zoom in a little bit closer to home. Just in the peninsula right now, we're seeing single cell storms pushing their way north. And think about it this way. Heat rises, right? And as we head into the afternoon, that surface level of the earth will start allowing for a lot of instability as heat rises from the earth, and it's going to mix things up. We're going to be seeing this all day long. And even as we take a quick look at Futurecast, that shows it. Now, this is just one model. They're all showing something a little bit different. But take a look at these pop-up storms. This could impact your local area as we head into the afternoon, where daytime highs today are still very toasty. We're dealing with 90s off in those East Inland Hills, 60s and 70s along the coast. That's actually a pleasant forecast right there. But we are starting to cool down as we head into the next couple days, just in time for the weekend ahead of us, with below average conditions actually up closer to Fairfield and Antioch. We need that break. We're going to be getting it. We'll have more on that coming up. For now, back to you.
Jessica, in the East Bay, residents and firefighters are dealing with a combination of high temperatures, bad air, and the possibility of the dry lightning we've been warning you about. Confire is ready to deploy all of its resources during this stretch of hot, dry weather, and they do have extra hand crews available to work overnight. So if something did happen, they'll be prepared.
Dry lightning is not something that we can prevent, so we are reacting to what's given to us.
2 years ago, the August Complex fire burned just over a million acres in Northern California as lightning strikes started more than 30 separate fires. Many residents are nervous about any chance of it happening again.
We make sure the brush around the house is cleared, and just making sure we keep our eyes open and prepare, you know, if we have to evacuate.
Now, several Bay Area cities have helped people beat the heat by opening up cooling centers. Let's check out which cities near you are providing that service. Here's one in Martinez. Besides water and other cold drinks, they're also providing snacks so people can actually relax and stay safely out of that sun. And in the South Bay, the Campbell Community Center will be open from noon to 8 this afternoon. There's also space to cool off at the Centennial Recreation Center and the Sunnyvale Public Library. And more facilities are available in Contra Costa County, Solano County, and more. G.
Yeah, lots of folks trying to stay cool today. All right, taking a look at the roadways right now. If you are getting ready to make that ride out of the South Bay, we're actually getting word of an injury crash that is causing a bit of a backup. This is along 680 as you work your way northbound right before McKee Road. Again, injuries reported in this crash. That number 4 lane block, that is the second to right lane as you head through there. So if you want to use 101, I will say this, it is a little slow on 101 as well. You could always take 101 to 880 or maybe even surface streets to avoid these brake lights, but things are definitely getting a little bit busy as you head in and out of the South Bay because of that crash. Taking a look at traffic elsewhere, if you are working your way towards the Bay Bridge, starting to back up ever so slightly. Metering lights are on, turned on right around 545 this morning, so we are seeing a bit of a backup, but again, very minimal as you head into the city right now.
Well, Gianna, it's back to school week, and this morning we're looking at the effort to save students who are falling behind because of COVID. KPX5's Max Darrow has more on an Oakland nonprofit stepping up to help.
It's a new year at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in Oakland, and to Tabitha Young, that means a chance for her kids to catch up on learning time lost from COVID.
It put everybody behind.
Like so many kids, her 8-year-old son fell behind.
This is how I knew he was behind, because he answered a question that I knew he knew. It was a question that I knew he knew, but he didn't recognize it, and that was the problem.
Principal Roma Groves Waters says Young's son is not alone.
I averaged about 100 students a day not attending Zooms. We also have about 60% of the students not reading at or above grade level because of the learning loss.
But her school is working with a longtime Oakland nonprofit with a new emphasis on helping kids make up for some of that lost time.
All they need is a little extra support to catch up.
Jim Wambach is the executive director of Children Rising. The organization matches volunteer tutors with struggling elementary school-aged students from around a dozen Title I schools in Oakland's low-income neighborhoods for weekly one-on-one math and reading sessions. They worked with kids for many years prior to the pandemic, but now Wambach says the support is even more critical.
Why is there a sense of urgency here?
70% to 80% of the second and third graders that are in the schools that we've been supporting are 2 or more grade levels behind. And if they don't catch up quickly, they're gonna go into middle school and they're gonna be significantly behind.
The kids just got behind. They just did.
Stephen Nation is one of the math tutors. Here's one way he realized students were falling behind. Before COVID, he'd help kids understand arithmetic. However,
during COVID, we were helping kids understand numbers. They were really learning how to count still.
He wants to help kids build confidence, which will help in getting them caught up.
I tell you, Max, it's nothing like sitting there helping a kid and they're struggling with whatever the problem is, and you can see it on their face when they get it. The light turns on and it clicks and the confidence comes in. That alone really makes it worth all the effort.
Young's son has worked with Children Rising for a while now.
They help my son, Nikai, with reading.
The tutoring is helping him and her.
They help boost the confidence in my 8-year-old. I know it's because of the tutoring. It's the tutoring that helped me be able to find better ways to help my son.
A new year with newfound excitement and hope. The kids will catch up.
I feel great about the new school year. I'm excited about it. It's a different feel.
And it's the second week of school, and he's excited.
Children Rising is looking to grow. The organization is looking to recruit, train, and place 160 new tutors this year. In Oakland, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
Yeah, that extra help can make all the difference for a lot of kids. A live look now at Willie Brown Middle School in San Francisco, where in just a few hours, students will be starting the new school year. Several major school districts brought back students this week. West Contra Costa Unified, students had their first day of fall instruction yesterday. San Jose Unified students is making its return to campus today, as well as Marin County's San Rafael City Schools and Tamalpais Unified. Jessica.
Gianna, an update this morning. A few weeks ago, we told you about a plane that crashed in the ocean just in Southern California. Now, the pilot was rescued from the waves, and we've since learned that the first lifeguard to actually reach that pilot was a 19-year-old from Capitola. KPIX 5's Devin Feely has his story.
I was in the zone.
Dane Morin says he acted on instinct, honed by years of experience and training as a junior lifeguard.
I was more of thinking of, okay, I'm going back to my training and what I need to do and how am I going to assess this person and what is going to be the next step in the rescue.
Dane says his back was turned working a junior lifeguarding competition at Huntington Beach in Southern California when the plane nosedived into the ocean. Within seconds, he was sprinting to the site of the crash.
I just ran to where other people were running, and then I entered the water. I saw it, and I saw somebody kind of crawl out of the plane, and that's when I entered the water.
On a beach full of lifeguards, Dane was the first to reach the plane. The pilot had managed to free himself from the cockpit, but still needed to swim ashore as the plane emptied jet fuel into the churning surf.
It was a tough swim out there. There was a lot of currents, a lot of waves, and there was a lot of jet fuel in the water as well. So from the plane being destroyed, obviously the fuel tank leaked.
Thankfully, the pilot was not seriously injured. Dane says that instinct and adrenaline and experience combined to assist in what's being described as an heroic rescue.
It wasn't a crazy rescue. It was very successful. It was the best case scenario that could have happened. He walked out of there. And I'm super grateful. It could have been way worse.
In Capitola, Devin Feely, KPIX 5.
One thing that I think of when I watch that story is just the fact that when you're going through pilot training and you're starting the initial training, your instructor always tells you, always look outside and always be on the search for somewhere to land in case of an engine of failure, in case something happens with the aircraft. Now, the fact that it was so congested in that area that he had to head out to the ocean, that's pretty scary. And I think it's so amazing that that 19-year-old, 19 years old, boy just went out there and saved him and got him to safety. That's a scary situation and definitely a good outcome for the both of them.
Thankfully, the pilot, and he's okay too. But yeah, quick thinking just to, you know, be brave enough and calm enough to get out there.